Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. BTN News listeners, welcome to your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 6th of October, 2017. Getting you caught up with the best technology news that happened over the past 48 hours. Coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, of course, we got to start off with Thursday's news. You know, we didn't have a show then, and it's all about Google. Yes, Google announced a whole bunch of its new products the other day at the hardware event in San Francisco, so we'll just dive on into all the good stuff. We'll, of course, start off with the Google Pixel 2 and 2 XL, and we don't really know much more than we already knew before. Yes, there's no headphone jack, so yeah, they followed Apple. One thing, however, though, they took a lot of time on was the camera on the new Pixel 2, promising a much higher dynamic range, optical image stabilization, and lots of image processing. Other features we've seen, getting a hold of Google Assistant, a lot easier now. Just squeeze that phone. Squeeze! Hey, there it is. As far as release, it will be out on October 19th, $649 for the 64 gig and $749 for the 128, $849 and $949 for the 2 XL. And you can get it in black, clearly white, and kind of blue. Oh, and for those wondering, yep, there is an adapter for the headphone jack. After that, we saw the Google Home Mini and Max. Basically, a smaller version of the company's flagship speaker, Google Home, that is. It will also be on sale October 19th for just, get this, $49. Pretty cheap. Basically, this is Google just following in Amazon's footsteps, but mind you, a little bit cheaper. The Home Max, however, though, is a little bit different story. Now, Max can be set up to work with Home and Home Mini, and will also come with Google's Assistant inside. The price, however, though, $399. Yes, you want the Max, you gotta pay a lot more maximum money. Yes, we did say Google followed in Apple's footsteps, and they've done the same thing with Apple's AirPods. Except these are called Pixel Buds. I'm not sure about the name either. Now, this is Google's first pair of wireless headphones. As far as how they sound, we've actually heard, yeah, they do sound pretty good. And again, they should. They're $159. Of course, when you pair it with your Android smartphone, Google Assistant, yep, it's installed, meaning the Buds can deliver notifications, they can read text messages, and of course, play music. In fact, if you actually use these Pixel Buds with the Pixel or Pixel 2, you can carry on a conversation in real time in 40 different languages. That is kind of cool. And just like Apple's AirPods, you're also going to get a lovely little carrying case with this, where you can hold up to 24 hours of charges. Mind you, however, though, you only get about 5 hours of listening experiences. Yeah, so you're going to be returning to the box quite a bit. You can get these things in clearly white, kind of blue, and of course, black, and we'll begin shipping sometime in November. Of course, other things we've seen was the new Pixelbook laptop. It's basically the new Chromebook. Has a 12.3-inch display, Intel Core i5 or i7 processor, whatever you like. You can get it with 128 gig or 256 gig of internal storage, and the base price will start at $999. Basically, this thing is Google saying, hey, this is our version of Microsoft Surface Pro and Surface Book. Rolling out the rest of hardware that was released, there was a lot, I gotta say. You had the DreamView VR headset, that's gonna be about $99. Google Clips, which is an add-on camera for your Pixel. Maybe that's where that extra high dynamic range comes in. We don't know yet. It's not gonna be cheap, though. $249 to add this camera. Also, no shipping date on it. They say it's coming soon. And finally, we leave you with Google and Nest. Yeah, you might remember Google bought Nest back in 2014. Now they've finally done something with it. Basically integrating Google Assistant right into its device. Meaning it's going to come with your home cameras, doorbells, thermostats, you name it, Google Assistant's in it. That is, if Nest makes it. So, whoo! Lots of Google things. Hopefully that gets you caught up in case you missed it. Oh yeah, and since we didn't have a show either. We're starting to get a whole bunch of choices of browsers when it comes to our smartphones now. We're no longer just stuck with Chrome or, as in Apple's case, Safari. You've got the choice, of course, of Firefox or Chrome or vice versa, but nothing from Microsoft until now. That's right, Microsoft's Edge browser has arrived for iOS and Android. They are saying, though, it's in beta, meaning if it sucks, and don't blame Microsoft. One nice feature that we are seeing with Edge, though, is you can continue to your PC, meaning if you're browsing something on your iOS or Android device, you get it there, and then you just go to your PC and you can pick up right where you left off. Of course, on top of that, you'll have everything else, your favorites, your history, reading lists, and even ebooks. Most importantly, it's free, as it should be. It's still in beta, and it'll probably remain free anyways. finally. Speaking of browsers, we'll end on browsers today, and for all you Firefox users that are still on XP. Now, if you are currently running XP, I suggest that it may be time to retire that thing. And if you're thinking I could push it a little longer, Firefox still supports and gives me all the security updates. Not for long. Firefox will end support for Windows XP in June of 2018. Yeah, they pushed this a little bit, but I think that's as far as they're going to go. This all really has to do with Microsoft's mainstream support for Windows XP that died off in April of 2009. Their extended support for the operating system was actually put to death in April of 2014. So yes, we're 3 years after that. Mozilla apparently thinks that they've been more than generous with their browser still supporting the operating system. Most people have looked at it as a blessing from Firefox, being the fact that they can't upgrade any of Microsoft's browser on XP anymore, and was really one of the last options of giving people a safe way to browse on XP. Oh, and mind you, just before I forget, they're also not going to support Vista anymore either. So if you're on Vista, you know, all three of you out there, yeah, it's also time to upgrade. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Support the British Tech Network, paypal.me/British Tech. Enter the amount you think we're worth. Every donation is very much appreciated. Check out our official website, British Tech Network, for the podcast, the blog, reviews, all sorts of things over there. Like our social media sites, British Tech Network on Facebook and Instagram. Give us a follow on Twitter @BritishTech. Give me a follow on Twitter as well @KyleSwagger. And while you're doing all that stuff, it's best you just come on over to the BTN community, because that's where the fun is. You can do that simply by going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back on Monday. We'll be getting caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a great Friday and an excellent weekend ahead. And thank you, as always, for listening.